Begin the current daf mesach zilom zav tali test. Begin the medal. Begin test matz. Begin the gemara. Kasev kana chazm lebna v'chulu. Parents the case. If he writes then all the assets to our son, etc. That's the case of then someone selling his father to collect the ksuba for his mother. Says tais besamach muki lakir emir. Shortly the gemara is going to explain that this halacha of the father who is the eved that's meshubit for the ksuba is going like a mayor. Something that is a metal meshab the ksuba, that immovable item like the eved is collateral for the ksuba. Says Tamler at Bentham, it's one that's Rabintam. Because Machod Duch the Mashmum, all places it always sounds like Dibimine Pligi. That this Machlik is regarding what's Mashabat of the Ksuba is from the man himself. Two people came from overseas, Bachabilaman, Machul, packaged with them, and each one saying it's his wife. And the Gemara says, each Gabi Ksubas. She collects the ksuba from the package. Look like a mayor, explain like a mayor. Now there's metalim, but it's from the men themselves. Even if you sell the hair on your head, you have to give her the ksuba. It's going, it's movable items, but it's talking to the man himself. We see from the metalim that you know the movable items are meshubat ksuba. And again, it's from him. No, but it could be shushnaflu. The primary machlek is in ksubadafi amabez gabanich achab maizvahulu regarding when his brother, whatever it's quoted, it sounds like it's from him. But the primary, which is from ksubas, which says when his brother, the one who died, the yavam, from his brother, left over money, etc., where the pliki hasr mayb rabbanon, machlek domain rabbanon, but the imishtabli ksuba oidloi, is the monies which are metalin, meshubat the ksuba or not. But mashma, the beyasma pliki, it sounds like the machlek is regarding by orphans, which is the primary element in Yibum, we're talking about the Yerusha that the brother that died left over, Aminei, that sounds like from him, like the Rabban would agree that it's Meshubit, like a creditor, that Philip McLean al Kazar, that we collect even from clothing on the shoulder. So which is the case that they disagree about? So Ben-Tam says, the Yabam, yeah, truth is always talking about him. The case of Ksubis, because the Yabam, Makam Achav, takes the place of his brother, it's like collecting from him. A miyasman, but from the orphans, of the Ramei might even Ramei would agree. The Lemishabit, you're right, it's not Meshabit, so it seems like that to the Re. The Yil Ramei, miyasman, I'm a slip in the Meshabit, because if, according to Ramei, that you would even be able to collect from the orphans, that the Metal would be Meshabit, and Kins, first Ramei, Hapucham Rabban, it comes out Ramei is exactly the opposite, 180 from Rabban. Because Rabban, according to Rabban, Ksuba, Guru, and Mibachayb. The Ksuba is inferior than the creditor. The Metal, the Meshabit, Ksuba, Afil Minei. The Metal cannot be collected for the Ksuba, even from him. Whereas Valchay, the creditor, Philip McLeod Alkasvik, could even collect from the garments on the shoulders. Whereas Lomei Adiv, it's better. The Philip Matabli, the Asmashtabli Law, they even move items of orphans in Meshubit, whereas the Valchay, the Meshabit, the creditor is not Meshubit. And Lavad, the other says, the Re, obviously, like Rabin Tam said, Lakola Matabli, the Asmi, the Meshabit, the Suba. No, according to everyone, telling them the orphan is not Meshubit, the Suba. And there is different because that's a brother, the Yavim, who takes the place of his brother, but it's not like that for orphans. But this takes me a question, but it's difficult because the Hachab, here in our Sugya, we have where someone wrote all the properties to the son of this wife as a gift. We're saying that Nuchasim HaMashubid Tar Ksuba. Now, Mashma sounds like the Metatli, the Matana, Mishtavli the Meir. That the movable items of a gift is Mashubid Kondra Meir. Now, Matana, Lima Miyasmi. A gift has stronger powers than orphans because the Shtogash in Mechai is when you have a document that has no insurance, Loigav, Mechab, Matana cannot collect from someone who received the gift. If you find a document that does not have any responsibility, Yachzi can give it back. Why? Because he's going to make a trick on the one who received a gift to go and now collect from him because he can't collect with a Shtarshim Mechai is. By someone received the gift, whereas Rebel Miyasma, but from orphans, a film of pet, even the Orlon, Kamalan Degavi, we say that you could collect from the Yarshan. So you see that the Makamaton is stronger than Yarshan. Now, if you can take a look at it in time, the mayor agrees, the Metal of the Asmi, that it's not Meshuvah Ksuba, the Meshuvatana, which is even stronger than Yusaimim. So why are we saying over here that the Metal of the Matana, the Meshuvah to the Ksuba? So my reader, he says, the hach over here, now sugya, we're not talking about a regular gift. Matna shechiv merairi. We're talking about a gift from a dying person, the guru, which is inferior, kagayin yerusha, like debt of inheritance. Matna's bari, right, from a gift from a healthy person like Avia, you'd not be able to collect. What we find by yerusha, which is biblical, amanos nizendis mechasav, his widow gets fed from his estate. So the gift from a dying person that's rabbinic isn't all the more so that she should be able to collect. So you see that matnas shchemer is even less than that of Yerusha. But says Tosafot, lefi ma shetiknu, according to what Lamaisa the takana is, the gave ishlag subasim and betalbi asmi that subsequently they instituted that the woman should be able to collect ksuba from the movable items of orphans. Koshkin the gave betalbi matnas shchemer for sure should be able to collect the movable items of the gift of a dying person. I'm not as buried, I did, but you're right, from the gift of a healthy person, which is stronger. Like, they should think of it there, they did not institute that she should be able to collect. Next says, Master, begin with the Gemara Mani, so who's this like? Maybe, Dhamma, that he says, Mital, Mishal, the Ksuba, that Mubaims are Mishubit for the Ksuba. So it says, Avagav, the Chal, Dukhto, although throughout Shas, I mean, we say, Ukshab, and like a Kais, the slaves are compared to real estate. So what he's saying, they call him a Mitali, and that's why it's Mishab, the Ksuba, like a mayor. Okay, so Chashim, Mitali, now here you could consider the slaves as mobile items. In this context, it lays some chadai to labeb because the woman's not relying on them. Lafisha makes them a berchum because they die and they run away, and that's the difference between real estate, which is always there. Now, listen to the chash of the makarka, the second version that held that it is compared like karka. So, behold, no, there's some chadai to labeb that she does rely on the slave kumaka cause, just like real estate where they stay and they're stable, and therefore she does rely on it for a ksuba. Next test, Master beginning with the Gemara, Sabik Isha Zachab Isha Ben Nachem. Nice by them, it might be the brother's wife, it might be the brother's son's wife. So either way, it's okay. Now, meaning Rishami says this tells us the mutzalah demlisa ishus benachem, that a person is allowed to get married to his brother's son's wife. Pirish. What's the chiddush in that? Although they could come to a nullification of the mitzvah of yibum. Im yamas, if he's going to die, but people is going to fall in front of the brothers. If he's going to fall in front of the brothers, so that's going to prevent the mitzvah of Yibum, because the brothers of the dead person who is the father-in-law of the Yivama to the, which would be his daughter-in-law, for Lachimutah, even so, it's going to be permitted. Now, actually, Mekan Yachalis, right, actually from this, you can bring a proof, L'Pirish Rivon, Shepirish Baba Yivimta, previous end of some Bizim Biz, that he says, when we're talking about marrying, it's a mitzvah to marry a person's niece, that Davka Bas Achay is specifically his sister's daughter. Bas Achay they know it's a kachach mitzvah, but marrying the brother's daughter is not such a mitzvah. Yeah, because what's it sounds like from the Yerushalmi, that although you're allowed to do this, but the mevatel mitzvah yavmin might bring to a bitl of mitzvah yavmin because of the fact that, like we're saying, because it's the brother, and then regarding Yibum, it's his daughter. So that you could bring it right to that concept. That's not so ideal to create a situation of bitl mitzvah yavmin.